So I want to begin with just a few simple halachot that are spoken out in Parashat Ba'alotcha. This is in Parashat Ba'alotcha, Perek Tet. The Psukim say that the Kadosh Baruch Hu commanded the Bnei Israel to go and bring the Korban Pesach. Now, if you are Tameh, if a person is Tameh, he's impure, he's not allowed to, what? To bring the Korban Pesach. What happened was that there were a few of the Bnei Israel that came to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, came to Moshe, and said to Moshe, why should we lose out? Why should we lose out because we became Tameh? Why should we lose out on such a mitzvah? The mitzvah of bringing the Korban Pesach. So what happened was, Moshe went to Hashem, and Hashem said, you know what? They're right, they shouldn't lose out. What happened? Pesach Sheni. Pesach Sheni, a second chance. On Yud Dalet Iyar, tell them that they are to imitate the exact halachot of the Pesach, of the Korban Pesach that was brought by all of Klal Yisrael on Yud Dalet Nisan. Tell them to imitate it and bring it in the following month in the same day. The Chidushei Arim, and again, excuse me that I'm not, might not be looking at you, I'm just looking at, trying to read out the sources here. The Chidushei Arim, the first Ger Rebbe, asks an amazing question that many of you are probably thinking in your heads. And that is, you have a ptur over here, you have an exemption. You're Tameh, you're exempt from the mitzvah. You're not chayav in the mitzvah. Hashem is telling you, don't do the mitzvah, you're Tameh. Ones, you're an Ones. You don't have to do the mitzvah. What are you guys doing over here, going in and telling Moshe, why should we lose out? Do we equal rights, we want to be mekayem the mitzvah also. Why should we lose out because we're Tameh?
You can say about everyone.
Why should we lose out? You're patur. Stop worrying about it. It's like some people, you go to Minyan. Unfortunately, it's sad, but you go to Minyan, and all of a sudden, you know, after Shemona Esrei, the Gabbai, boom, he bangs on the table, and they start Kaddish right after Shemona Esrei. No Tachanun. They start Kaddish right afterwards. So everyone gets up, oh, why? Why wasn't there Tachanun? Is there a Chatan somewhere? Is there this? And what was the reason? You know, everyone... And then one guy gets up, who cares? We don't have to say Tachanun. What are you worrying? What are you asking about? You know, I'm sure every Beit Knesset that we've gone to, you know, there was always that one guy. So, who cares? Well, what are you worried about? There's no Tachanun. The Gabbai went up, he knows what he's doing. There's no Tachanun. What are you bothered about? They were bothered. And because of that, what happened was that Moshe Rabbeinu went to Hashem, he discussed it with Hashem, and Hashem said, give them a second chance. So the Chidush Arim says, what's going on over here? And he answers something unbelievable. I'm going to read to you inside. This is in the Chidush Arim in Parashat Ba'alotcha. He says, V'kashe halo p'turim hem min adin. They're patur. I pida halacha, they're patur. V'ones rachmana patre. If you're an ones, if it's beyond your control, the Torah says, what? You're patur. What is it over here that the Bnei Yisrael are saying, why should we lose out? V'yesh lomar, he says like this, they yearned with all their hearts to bring the Korban Pesach. And through this ishtokku, through this yearning, through this tremendous desire to do the mitzvah, to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what happened was that it was nitchadesh, a brand new halakha that did not exist before. That's what he says. On Har Sinai, when, again, you have to understand this, I don't know if I fully understand this, but this is what he's saying. On Har Sinai, Hashem told Moshe, you know, all the mitzvot, the Torah, he did not tell him Pesach Sheni. Only later on, when Hashem told them the mitzvah of Korban Pesach, and the Bnei Israel came and said, why should we lose out because we're Tameh? Right then and there in history, Hashem was mitchadesh, a brand new halacha, of Pesach Sheni for these people. How? Why? Because of the yearning and the yishtokekut and the yearning and the strong desire of these Jews to be mekayem the mitzvah, even though they weren't able to. That's how powerful, that's how strong a person's desire, a person's ratzon could be. That sometimes it's not in our ability to be mekayem the mitzvah. It's not in our ability. Sometimes Hashem makes it in a way that it's not your, the game is not yours to win. The war is not yours to win. Hashem puts you in certain circumstances that winning is not an option. People have free choice, right? But sometimes Hashem puts you in a matzav that there is no way you're winning. There is no way you're winning. A person, for example, he's a chain smoker. He's been addicted to smoking for the past 20 years. So right now, today, 20 years into it, on Shabbat, he's not Shomer Shabbat. He's just starting to become a Baal Tshuva. On Shabbat. Stop smoking, you're not allowed to smoke. It's a nisayon for him, it's not a nisayon for him. He has no control over it. But he wants to stop. But he can't. He's in a matzav where it's not in his control. But there is something that is in his control. What's in his control? His ratzon. His will. His will is in his control. And from here we see the tremendous power of will, the tremendous power of ratzon to do what Hashem wants. The ratzon to do mitzvot, ratzon to come close to Hashem. Where even though it's not in your ability to accomplish the mitzvah, but the ratzon counts for so much.
Do you mind if I ask a question?
Sure.
So is that like, you say the same thing regarding like women who wanna, for example, put on tefillin? Is that the same idea?
No.
Because I mean,
it's not coming from the same place.
Yeah, I know. So I'm saying, like, wouldn't the difference be that one is that Hashem is actually changing his laws in order to allow us, and the other one nowadays Hashem is not changing any rules.
Good question. I don't know. Good question. So this I want to connect Bezrat Hashem to the Chinuch, to the Sefer Chinuch, Mitzvah Shin Vav 306, where he explains the reason for the Mitzvah of Sfirat HaOmer. And he explains like this. I want to read this to you inside. Mishorshei HaMitzvah Al Tzad HaPshat. He says, the shorish of the Mitzvah, the root of the Mitzvah of counting the Omer, Lefi Shekol Ikaran Shel Yisrael Eino Ela HaTorah. Because the whole basis, the whole foundation of Am Yisrael is what? Is Torah. Without Torah, we're nothing. And he goes on to say that was the whole reason why Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim so we should worship Him on the mountain and give us the Torah. And then he says like this, "Umipnei kach, ki hi kol ikaran shel Yisrael." And because of this, because of the Torah, because it is the entire foundation of Am Yisrael, "Uva'avuran nigalu," and because of it they were redeemed from Mitzrayim, "Ve'alu l'chol ha'gdula she'alu aleh." And because of that, they reached such greatness. Nitztavinu limnot mimachorat yom tov shel Pesach ad yom netinat haTorah. We were commanded to what? To count from the day after Pesach until when we were given the Torah. Why? Leharot to show benafshenu, to show in our souls. Hachefetz hagadol el hayom hanechbad hanechsaf lelibenu, to show the tremendous desire towards that day. Towards that day that we're yearning to, we have this this amazing, amazing desire that day should come already, that we will receive the Torah. Ke'eved yish'af tzel, just like, look at these beautiful words, just like a slave will yearn for shade. What does that mean, a slave will yearn for shade? I think this is what it means, that a slave, he's working in a hot day. I just came back from Israel, it was really, really hot, I loved it, but it was really hot. Imagine a slave, he's working, 120 degrees, 130 degree weather, only sun. He's sweating. He's almost dehydrated. Ah, what he would do for a small little tree and to duck under that shade. What he would do for that. Wow, what he would do for that. Like a slave would yearn for some shade. Ve'imne tamid matai yavo ha'et anechsaf elav she'etze lecherut. And like a slave would yearn and will say, when will that time come when finally I'll be free? Finally, I won't have to worship, I won't have to work this back-breaking work. When will that day come? When will that day come? And that's what's illustrated when we count. when we count the Omer and we're counting towards that day of Matan Torah, what's happening is what Am Yisrael were doing, what was doing, is that they were counting, meaning they were expressing their strong desire for that day to finally arrive, similar to a slave expressing his desire to the day that he will finally be freed. And that's what's illustrated by the mitzvah of Sfirat HaOmer. This is the famous Sefer HaChinuch explaining why we count the Omer. So what do we see over here? What do we see? That sometimes Torah is not here in front of us. It's not here. We don't have it. Are we Talmidei Chachamim? No. Speaking for myself, I don't know. I don't know about you guys. You are? Talmidei Chachamim? No. Are we Gdolei Torah? No.
We will be.
Do we know Shas and Poskim? No. Again, I'm speaking for myself. But do we want to, or do we not care for it? That's the difference. Do we want to? Is that one of our ratzonot? Is that a ratzon that we have? Are we yearning to reach that point? Are we yearning for finally we will have that our own personal Kabbalat Torah? Are we yearning for that? Like Am Yisrael was yearning for it when they came out of Mitzrayim? Are we like those Jews in the Midbar that were tameh? And we're not able to bring the Korban Pesach, but they still wanted to. They really, really wanted to. Are we like those Jews? Or do we just not care for it? So we have to understand, we have tough lives these days. And there used to be a time where every average Joe, every average Yosef would at the age of 10 he would know Shas Mishnayot. At the age of 15 he would know Shas Gemara. At the age of 20 Tur Shulchan Aruch. At the age of 30 he'll be a Dayan. There used to be a time where it used to come easy. There were no distractions. The distractions today are tremendous. But does that mean we're punished because of the society that we live in? Chas v'shalom. But what we are responsible for is our atzon. That we do have control over. We have control over our atzon, our desire. What do we desire in life? Do we desire to become Talmidei Chachamim? Do we desire to come close to Hashem? Do we desire to accomplish every single mitzvah possible? I want to end off with this amazing pshat that I saw in Perek of Tehillim. Perek Kuf Lamed, Baruch Ata Adonai Elohim Melech HaOlam Shehakol Nihya B'Dvaro.
Amen.
And the Perek says, towards the end it says, this is David HaMelech speaking, for those who don't know, Nafshi Lashem Mishomrim Laboker, Shomrim Laboker. My soul thirsts for Hashem, Mishomrim Laboker, Shomrim Laboker. So what are the Shomrim Laboker? So different pshats in the Rishonim, what that means. But the Eben Ezra says like this, a shomer, they're guardsmen, they're guards. I was in Israel a couple of weeks ago, and one of the cab drivers that I drove with, he took us through the West Bank, and that highway, I think it's Arba something, I don't know what.
443,
okay. And he took us through the West Bank. It was really cool to see, but not so cool when I had all three of my kids in the back seat. It was, a little nerve-wracking. But we were driving, and he showed us, oh, here's a checkpoint, and this is a... You know, checkpoint where there's Israeli soldiers and they check every car that comes in. Over there, you see that soldier on top of the building? He's standing there with a sniper. You see that? He's standing there trying to protect the area. See there? He's trying to protect that area. So they're watchmen there. They're guards, watchmen. And they don't go home at night. They have the overnight shift. And they stay up the entire night. Now, they're probably exhausted overnight. Right? I would be exhausted. You know how strong that their desire is for morning to come? You know how strong their desire is for morning to come? For two reasons, Eben Ezra says. First of all, so that they could know that there will be no casualties. They want the night to be over so that they could know that nothing happened already. And two, because they're exhausted and they're falling asleep. they want to get to their beds already. You're exhausted, but you know you have to stay up. It's a miserable feeling. Guys, I felt this last week when I was jet lagged, that first night that I came back. I came back and it was like 6 p.m. It's 1 a.m. in Israel. I was exhausted, but I had to stay up until 7:55 when Arvit was, so I could say Arvit b'minyan. I couldn't even go to bed yet. I was miserable. I couldn't function. I couldn't learn. I couldn't focus. I couldn't do any work. I couldn't talk to anyone. I couldn't do anything. My wife, she didn't have to daven Arvit. She went to sleep. I couldn't even talk to her. I was just strolling around in my apartment, going back and forth, not sitting down, so I shouldn't fall asleep. I was miserable. I couldn't wait for 7:55 to come so that I could go daven Arvit and run back to my bed and go to pass out for the next 12 hours. I couldn't wait. I was yearning for that time to come. Shomrim Laboker means what? Those watchmen that overnight, they have the overnight shift. Ebn Ezra says they have the overnight shift that they're yearning and they can't wait and they desire, when will the day come? When will the day come? When will the night be over? So David HaMelech says, Nafshi Lashem mi Shomrim Laboker, Shomrim Laboker. My soul thirsts for Hashem like those night watchmen. The same way they... I can't wait until the morning comes. I can't wait. I'm exhausted. I want the morning to come already. That's how much I desire you, Hashem. That's how much I want to come close to you, Hashem. That's David HaMelech. There's a lot to learn from David HaMelech. A lot to learn from David HaMelech. So what we can take out from this is counting. We're counting Sviat HaOmer. It's a mitzvah. Some Rishonim say it's Doraita, but we hold that it's not Doraita. It's Dorabanan. But even so, we have this mitzvah that we accomplish every single night. And even the ones who forgot to count at night and the following day, according to some Rishonim, you could still count without a bracha, but you're still mekayim the mitzvah of Sviat HaOmer. Continue counting. This mitzvah is for everyone, even if you forgot to say it for a couple of nights. So what we should have in mind during this mitzvah is what? I can't wait until Shavuot. I can't wait until Matan Torah. I can't wait until Kabbalat Torah. Matan Torah is not a historic event that happened thousands of years ago to our great grandparents that came out of Mitzrayim and received the Torah. No, there's a Kabbalat Torah every single year to every single neshama. Our own personal Kabbalat Torah. So we have to ask ourselves the question: although our actions might not illustrate that we are great people, but where is our ratzon? Where is our ratzon? Is our ratzon in shtuyot? And is our ratzon telling us that, you can't be a Talmid Chacham anyways. You can't be a Ben Torah anyways. Look, you have so much work to do now, so much schoolwork. You don't have time to learn. You don't have time for this. You have to worry about your parnasa. Leave the Torah learning for the children of Ravadia Yosef. Leave it for them. It's not for me. Okay, beseder, it's not in your actions. But is your ratzon telling you that? Or is your ratzon telling you, I understand it might not be in my ability, but this is what I want. This is what my soul thirsts for. This is what my soul thirsts for. I want to yearn and have this tremendous ratzon to come close to Hashem. I want to come closer, Hashem. I want to come closer to you. Closer and closer and closer. We have to ask ourselves this question. Where is our ratzon? And ratzon is the same otiyot as the Maral says as tzinor. Tzinor is a pipe. But when a person has ratzon, it's a pipe from Shamayim to down here. It's a pipe for Hashem to send you a lot of shefa. Just like we saw the koach of ratzon from the people in the Midbar by Pesach Sheni, that it was nitchadesh, that's a big deal. That they created a new section in the Torah called Pesach Sheni. They created a new mitzvah with the ratzon. That's how far it went, the ratzon. Our ratzon can also go very far. It creates this tzinor, this pipe, that can transfer a lot of good stuff that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can give us. So B'zrat Hashem, we should all be zoche to have this, to have proper ratzon, proper desires in everything that we do. We should all be zoche to come close to Hashem, and through our ratzon that Mashiach will come. B'zrat Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will send us Mashiach Tzidkenu B'mehav Amenu. Amen.